Hey everyone, if you know me, you know that I've been investing in precious metals for many, many years. Once I realized that private banking cartels could drastically manipulate currencies, putting my family savings in jeopardy, I decided to take matters into my own hand and diversify our savings strategy. This is why I buy physical silver and gold and invest in metals through our Roth and 401k, and I only invest with Colonial Metals Group. CMG is the exclusive sponsor of the Shannon Joy Show, and they're helping me set up a safe and secure self-directed IRA where I have access to my assets no matter what the stock market, or for that matter, the government is doing. Let the team of experts at Colonial help you protect your family's future with an extra special offer just for the SJ audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705 0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver just for the SJ audience. Join me today and take back your power. Secure your wealth with Colonial Metals Group. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. We're broadcasting from the Joy Virtual Studio right here in the beautiful Finger Lakes region of New York State. It is so good to be with all of you today. We are live on Rumble, live on Twitter, live on Spreely TV, that's Roku TV and Apple TV. Of course, you can get the Shannon Joy Show at your leisure anytime on any of your favorite podcasts platforms. And of course, we are so thankful for our partners, the flagship station, News Radio Wham 1180, the 50,000 watt blowtorch right here in the heart of New York State. What a show we have for you today. Let's say hello to the live chat first. You guys are already chatting and it is already robust. The best chatters on Rumble. Linford Hurst is with us today. I haven't seen you yet, Linford, on the live chat. Welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. So glad to see you. You guys can share this show, thumbs up, give us a comment, give us a retweet, help us increase and grow the platform with all of your comments. And also, you can join the locals community by clicking on the red join button at the bottom left-hand screen of your screen. Give us a thumbs up as well. Beach Hawk 874 is with us today as well. Hey, Beach Hawk, how are you? I haven't seen either of you on the live chat yet, so glad that you're here. Hammer O Justice is with us today. Studio 8424 broadcasting the SJ Show from the Great Smoky Mountains of East Tennessee. So great to see you on the live chat as well. Of course, we have our regulars, CJP Rumble, Vadonna is with us. And it should be a lively show today. Dino Fun is with us as well. Mopar 21222. You guys are amazing. We are absolutely growing the platform of this show, and it's really, really exciting. Quick shout out to our sponsors. You guys are going to hear from Connecta Mobile, amazing sponsor of the Shannon Joy Show. Also, Colonial Metals Group. I cannot wait. I cannot wait for you guys to meet Paul Stone, the founder and CEO of Colonial Metals Group, the new sponsor of the Shannon Joy Show. He is amazing. He is one of us. I've had a long talk with him. You guys are going to absolutely love him. And he's really good on helping people understand gold and commodities, the markets, the devaluation of currency, the history of currencies, everything. You guys are going to absolutely love him. We're going to introduce you to Paul Stone next week on the Shannon Joy Show. And I'm very, very thankful for their support and sponsorship. It's going to help us grow. Also, our friends over at Field of Greens, you're going to hear from them as well. So yes, this is going to be a very lively show today. I'm not sure you guys have seen the headline, the title of the show, Trump the Trojan Horse. He makes abortion great again with his latest platform on the issue of abortion, sparking major backlash from the conservative movement and pro-life organizations. So we are going to look at the speech. It's a four-minute statement that Trump made about his policy, his platform on the issue of abortion. It's the first major platform presentation I have seen from him, aside from just the rallies and the fooling around. We haven't seen really anything substantial on addressing COVID-19 or the vaccines, the health crisis in America, the economic ruins that we are facing because of the lockdowns of 2020. But that's obvious because he had a hand in those lockdowns. So we haven't seen a whole lot, but he does make a point to go out and reclaim his pro-choice status. Now, I'm sorry to tell all of you, Donald Trump has always been pro-choice. I have been following his candidacy since he came down the elevator. We've done our deep dives. I've looked at every spending bill, every piece of legislation, every bit of initiative, executive orders, everything throughout his presidency in 2016, 17, 18, in the 4 years of his presidency. We've looked at funding for Planned Parenthood. We've looked at research by the federal government and the NIH on aborted fetuses, which he restarted under his administration in the later years of his administration. So we've looked at all of it. He never was pro-life. He never claimed to be pro-life. He has always been pro-choice. So this is simply a revealing of who he has always been. We just didn't want to see it. And the pro-life community didn't want to see it. And conservatives didn't want to see it. And this is why this is a very difficult topic for me, because I have a real problem with the pro-life community, the organizations that are built up, that are set up to protect unborn or pre-born life. But during the brutal, horrific lockdowns of 2020, during the rollout of the bioweapon, the COVID-19 vaccine, which aborted full-grown humans en masse, which we witnessed and have reported on since the rollout of those vaccines that were ushered in by the Trump administration via executive order and legislation and the funding to the tune of $8 to $9 billion for the pharmaceutical industries. We tried like hell to get the pro-life community to really embrace this issue, and it was very difficult to do so. In fact, in 2020, I was ringing the alarm bell. I was contacting every pro-life organization in the state of New York, trying to alert them and rally them to the reality of human experimentation on babies as young as 6 months old. The University of Rochester, a major hospital system in Rochester in New York State, along with 50 to 60 other major university hospitals across the country, young women and mothers were being paid $1,000 to submit their babies as young as 6 months old for experimentation to be injected with the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines. And I believe that was in 2021. I sent out multiple emails trying to rally pro-life organizations, and they wanted nothing to do with it. They were completely silent. They were relatively silent, most of them, on the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccines. They were relatively silent on the contamination of DNA, everything that we saw. And so the life issue. Right. If you look at abortion, Roe v. Wade, what happened in the 1970s, the growth of the abortion industry, the baby killing industry, the systematic government funded eradication of human life via Planned Parent agencies and abortion clinics, the abortion issue is really just the camel's nose under the tent of the entire life issue. Euthanasia. Right. And the mass killing. I mean, what we saw in 2020 was systematic for-profit killing via protocol on COVID floors that was funded by the federal government in one of the most brutal, brutal practices I have ever witnessed. Thousands upon thousands of victims, family members who watched their loved ones die on due to dehydration, right? Isolation, remdesivir, then ventilation. It was systematic killing. When you look at the bioweapon that was the COVID-19 vaccine, what happened in our nursing homes, what is happening right now, what we're dealing with right now is the life issue of our time. But the pro-life community simply wants to operate in a very, very, very narrow. Thanks for listening to the Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back.
As you all know, the Joy family is super sporty. We all play volleyball. The kids are playing beach volleyball in the summer, high school volleyball in the fall. And right now we are traveling across the country almost every weekend, different city every weekend, playing club volleyball. And the kids need good nutrition. Very difficult to be healthy on the road. Sometimes they're playing, you know, up to 5 games a day, 10 games in a weekend. And they need the vitamins and minerals. They need the nutrition. And I'm so thrilled to partner up with Field of Greens so that they can get all of the vitamins and the nutrients and the nutrition that they need to supplement their regular diet and keep them full of energy and healthy on the court. Also, healing after these long tournaments is really important. And the product line over at Field of Greens is fantastic. It is an easy way to make sure that your family is getting the nutrients that they need, all natural, every single day. Go to fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com. And plug in the promo code Shannon. You can check out their whole lineup of products. And if you put in that promo code Shannon, you'll get 15% off your order. So we're super excited to partner up with them and looking forward to a super healthy 2023.
Area of that issue of life. And they use it as a political football to give a check mark to this candidate or withhold a check mark from that candidate. And really, apparently, what we saw during the Trump administration is all you have to do as a Republican or conservative candidate is say that you are pro-life. And if you say you're pro-life and you check those boxes, it doesn't matter what you vote for. It doesn't matter who you fund. It doesn't matter what the discernible policy outcome is. You will be accepted and embraced and you will be covered for by pro-life organizations. When the truth is that Trump was never pro-life, ever. And I have a piece here from our good friend David Leitch over at the Strident Conservative, who wrote, has been writing about this for years. I've been reporting on this for years upon years. I mean, we've been bringing this to the attention of the pro-life community. They don't want to see it. They believe that Trump is the better candidate. Now, the scales are falling from their eyes as I speak to you right now. Today, we are going to feature on the Shannon Joy Show the statement from President Trump, his statements on the tarmac about the Arizona Supreme Court decision. Okay, we are going to look at statements from Lila Rose, the president and founder of Live Action, probably one of the most prolific, well-known pro-life voices in the country. We're going to look at a statement from Steve Dace, another very well-known, prolific pro-life advocate in the United States of America, also Matt Walsh. And then I'm going to give it over to you guys to talk about what you think as well and read some of your comments. I am pro-life. I have always been pro-life. Not just for pre-born humans, but for all individuals. And as Daniel Horowitz so brilliantly stated in the dark days of 2021 with the rollout of the toxic killer bioweapon, the COVID-19 vaccine that was pimped ad nauseum and continues to be pimped by Donald Trump and his candidacy and his administration, Daniel Horowitz said, who needs abortion clinics? Who needs abortion clinics? When the federal government has established that they can abort full-grown human beings and sterilize full-grown human beings via government-coerced or mandated mass vaccination. And the Supreme Court, even though they overturned Roe v. Wade and kicked it back to the states, which is what the pro-life movement wanted all along, right? Even if they do that, the Supreme Court that was stacked by Donald Trump and his appointments, that was so-called the most pro-life Supreme Court of our time, has been abysmal, terrible on every single COVID-19 protocol, forced and coerced vaccination, forced on military personnel, forced on government personnel, the issue of forced lockdowns and masking, all of these civil rights issues and basic natural rights issues came before the Supreme Court. They either kicked them down back to the lower courts, upholding them, or wouldn't look at them at all, or even ruling negatively. And I don't have the list here of the atrocities that the Supreme Court upheld during the dark days of 2020 and 2021. But my point is this: life is much bigger than just the issue of abortion. And this is why the pro-life community and conservative community is being hammered right now, because this is what you covered for. This is what you ignored. Rather than reporting on the truth about what Donald Trump did during his administration, which in a nutshell is increase funding for Planned Parenthood, right? And open up the door, really hold the line for everything that the Democrats had ever done, put forth very weak and wimpy initiatives that Planned Parenthood and abortion clinics could very easily get around, and also reinstate the experimentation on fetuses, aborted fetuses, which was reinstated in the last term of, I believe, the last year of President Trump's presidency, or maybe it was 2019, but reopening the door for the NIH to procure baby hearts, lungs, liver, all of the aborted babies for experimentation by the various departments that were overseen by the NIH. And that's just the truth. So Trump's rhetoric may have been okay. His appointments at the Supreme Court may have kicked abortion, the issue of abortion, back to the states, kind of. But even now, Trump is walking back on that, saying that the courts in Arizona went too far in upholding the bans on abortion and that that needs to be rectified. Okay. So this is all, it's convoluted. But the bottom line is that Trump was always pro-choice. He legislated like a pro-choice president. And he simply today is just revealing his long-held pro-choice stances in his latest policy announcement on abortion. So from Trump to Carrie Lake to Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, we are now witnessing, in my opinion, the complete transformation of Republicanism and conservatism into progressive leftism. And this is the core of my thesis that Trump is a Trojan horse candidate and potentially more dangerous than Joe Biden, that he is an asset of the deep state, an asset of the great resetters. And this makes him more dangerous because the American right, conservatives and Republicans, will be less able to fight him, right? If Joe Biden were to pitch the vaccines, there would have been ferocious resistance by the American right, pro-life communities, you name it. But because it was Trump, their defenses were down and they trusted him. So he repackages progressivism and leftism and the agenda of the WEF and the WHO and the great resetters into MAGA language and pimps it to his people. And so my concern is when he is elected in 2024, and it's the first time I'm saying that, but if I were to make a prediction today, my prediction is that Donald Trump is going to win the presidency in 2024. Why? Because they need him. Why? Because they don't fear him. They know, they have witnessed what Trump does during a crisis. He falls in line. He does what his handlers tell him to do, and he will pimp the central banking digital currency and the social credit scoring after they collapse the economy, after he wins the presidency, in the same way that he pimped lockdowns and vaccines after they rolled out the first attack, which was the COVID-19 bioweapon and then the vaccines. And that is the danger of Trump. It's not even really about Trump as a character or a candidate anymore. It is about everything around him in the apparatus that supports him. It's about MAGA, the rhinos, the DC swamp, and the great resetters. So anyone saying that the great awakening led by Trump is going to go up against the great reset as proposed by progressive leftists and globalists is missing the point. You see, I've always said, and I said on Steve Dace's show months and months ago, we really need to be looking at the issue of Trump being an asset. He is not an outsider. He is not the outside candidate. And that's very evident. You saw how the mainstream news media, left-wing news media, pushed Trump out during the nomination process for the Republican primary. You saw how the rhinos got behind Donald Trump. You saw how Fox News got behind Donald Trump. You saw how Con Inc. got behind Donald Trump. And BizarroCon picked up the mantle of smashing and bashing and destroying anyone who poked their head out to support Ron DeSantis, who actually in the state of Florida, I think, is navigating this issue of life and abortion and also COVID-19, among other issues. We could have had that, but no, the deep state and the swamp wanted Trump. And I think that's because they know that he will pick, because we all know what's coming. All right. The dollar is valued at like $2 right now, right? It has dropped. I mean, the dollar is plummeting. They are very close to the end of their rope in terms of all the money printing and all the inflation. And there is going to be an economic impact. And there are going to be financial problems. And I talk with that actually. I'm going to talk with that with Paul Stone over at Colonial Metals Group about that when he comes in to the studio next week. All right. So when that happens, though, that's round two. That's phase two. What happened during COVID-19 and the lockdowns was phase one. And it really set up the systematic government-funded and incentivized killing and sterilization of human beings, not just babies, not just in nursing homes for elderly people, but for everyone. And the Supreme Court has upheld the Alan Dershowitz thesis of the government being able to strap you down, shove you down, and against your will, shove a needle into your arm. And that was the debate that Alan Dershowitz had with RFK Jr., where he made that stunning statement. But that is essentially the status quo in the United States of America today. No, they have not turned on the lever. They haven't turned the switch to it. We're out of our cages for a bit because of the medical freedom community's refusal to let go of this topic, right? But everything is still in place. The ability for executives to declare emergency declarations for a health crisis, the ability for corporations and universities and hospital systems and government agencies to force their employees to be vaccinated, that's still in place. None of it has been overturned. All of the funding and the money that is going to this horrific transhumanist research and the gain of function research, it's not just in Wuhan anymore. We have reports of it in Wisconsin. We have reports of this in California. These labs are running rampant. Nothing has stopped it. And even though Rand Paul comes out and talks about gain of function research and Fauci, they never take it to the next level. It's always rhetoric, completely divorced from any type of discernible policy outcome, any type of justice or reckoning. And now we're witnessing a complete gaslighting of this entire issue. And so, yeah, the issue of life is a complex one. But I'll tell you what. What they're doing in abortion clinics at this point is paling in comparison to the utter depravity and the systematic democide that was committed in 2020-21 and will be committed again when they roll out the next iteration of this. Because I promise you, if Trump is the president in 2024, he will pimp the central banking digital currency and he will pimp the social credit scoring because he will be told to do so. He will repackage it, but it's coming. And when that happens, the guardrails are off because there will be no opposition to it. He's the Pied Piper, the Trojan horse to bring in the next level of the attack on the sovereignty of the United States of America, our borders, our language, our culture, and also human Americans. These are the stakes. These are the stakes. And I'm actually glad that Trump has come out and revealed his true long-held pro-choice belief system, because this does have the impact of waking up members of the pro-life community who wanted to stay in that narrow paradigm, the narrow silo of life only being about preborn life and not about what happens to humans after they're born. Okay. So we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the statement. It's a 4-minute statement from Donald Trump. We're going to take a look at the response from the conservative right and the pro-life community, which I think is robust. By the way, I am pro-life. I believe that life begins at conception. And I do believe that the federal government, per the Constitution, does have the right and authority to protect human life. And when there are two humans involved and two heartbeats involved, they are compelled to protect that life. Now, the way that looks, I don't want to get into the nitty-gritty of it. I will read you the statements from Lila Rose, president and founder of Live Action, which was brutal. This is a statement, by the way, that we needed 3-4 years ago, 5 years ago, while Trump was anesthetizing the pro-life community, to the pro-choice agenda as rolled out by conservatives and Republicans. But better late than never, right? And if we wake up now, that's a good thing. Listen, there are three Democrats running for president. They are all pro-choice, okay? That's what we're doing. This is why I call this election the least important election of our lifetime. Thank you, Todd Erzin of The Steve Dace Show, who I believe coined it. It was Todd Erzin that coined it. The least important election of our lifetime. It is the epitome of a false choice. Three progressive leftist Democrats who also happen to be pro-choice. I think RFK might be better. He's better on lockdowns and vaccines, right? So we'll give him that. But at the end of the day, that's what we have. And so this is why we have to understand that the solution is not going to come from Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is the problem. The government is the problem. And it is so corrupted that no human could go into that government apparatus and fix things for everyone. We, the people, are going to have to force them to fix these problems. And we're going to have to use a variety of tactics and techniques: federalism, states' rights, individualism, peaceful noncompliance, refusal to comply with unjust laws, local organization, local pushback, refusing government funding, empowering counties and states to do their own thing, kicking all of the powers that the federal government has seized for themselves back to the states. All of those things, everything but the kitchen sink, is what we need to work for and advocate for. But it's going to come from the bottom up and from the states. It will not come from a president. And so I say to all of you, vote for whoever you want to in November of 2024. I am not making moral judgments on who people vote for. That is not the Shannon Joy Show in the next 7 months on this issue of during the election year, right? Vote for whoever you want. Just understand, whoever is put in place, whoever is selected in the next electoral contest, because the apparatus still has control of our electoral system. So whoever is selected in the next electoral process, understand they will be the president responsible for pimping the new global currency, the new global digital currency. And we are going to have to fight like hell against that, because everything is going to change. But if enough Americans are invested in gold, if enough Americans are exploring other areas and other ways to save and places to put their money, getting out of debt, becoming solvent, it will be much, much harder for them to roll out the CBDCs and connect them to the social credit scoring. But make no mistake, that's the agenda. And I don't believe that any presidential candidate will have the power to stop that. So we're going to have to go up against whoever that candidate is and whoever that president is, whether it's Biden, RFK, or Trump. This is my position. CJP Rumble, just write God in. Local sheriffs. Yeah, I'm looking at some of the live chat. I'm going to see if I can go through the live chat real quick. When we come back, we're going to look at that video from President Trump, and then we will look at the statements, and we're going to look at this piece from
David Leitch, the strident conservative, abortion and Planned Parenthood funded exploded under Trump. This is sourced and hyperlinked. If you want to know the truth about the Trump administration and the bills that he signed and abortion under his presidency, this is the definitive work. We're going to look at that, just a couple highlights from that as well. Make no mistake, Trump was always pro-choice. We can only be thankful today that the pro-life movement and conservatives are finally, finally waking up to this. All right, we'll be back in a moment to continue this discussion right here on The Shannon Joy Show.
Ill health, high crime, broken government services, displaced workers, substance abuse, mass loneliness, discredited science, real estate crisis, censorship, and overweening state power. The world is on fire with war, mass killings, crime, hunger, revolution. The lack of accountability, or even so much as an apology, is a foreshadowing. They'll keep their newfound powers and try it all again. Brownstone Institute is seeking answers, undertaking important research, and publishing the results while providing fellowships for dissident scholars who have been professionally displaced. It's not about this one crisis. We urgently need to restore peace, prosperity, and integrity in science and journalism. Visit brownstone.org for more. We may never get to the truth, but we can get closer to the truth. There will be no stopping the efforts.
Thanks for listening to The Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. Hey guys, I am so psyched to be working with the folks over at Colonial Metals Group. You guys know that I am all about personal empowerment, never living in fear or waiting for some politician to save you. Being at the whim of the stock market or the current administration does not make me feel safe or secure. But having a self-directed IRA where I can safely store physical gold and silver, assets that have stood the test of time, makes a lot of sense to me. Let the team of experts at CMG help you protect your family's future. Maybe you're just getting started. Maybe you're already in a 401k or an IRA, or maybe you're thinking about your parents' retirement. Regardless of your situation, Colonial Metals Group can help. We put together a special offer for this audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705-0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. Don't sit around waiting for a politician to save you. Save yourself, protect your wealth, and call Colonial Metals Group today.
Since taking Field of Greens, I have more energy and a slimmer waist, which I was not expecting, but I'm very happy about.
Being a firefighter demands being healthy. Broken meal plans and settling for fast food aren't a worry since I started taking Field of Greens. I get better sleep, I have more energy, I recover faster, and I definitely have better digestion.
Feel better, stronger, and more physically fit. Get 15% off plus free shipping with discount code TV15 at fieldofgreens.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Shannon Joy Show. Make sure when you go to fieldofgreens.com, you put in the promo code JOY. That is JOY for 15% off. Super busy lifestyle. The kids are super active. And yes, I try to cook healthy meals for the kids, but every so often you just can't get to it. I'm always trying to smuggle in the fruits and the vegetables. And so I use Field of Greens in their smoothies. I dump it in and they can get their fruits and vegetables every day. I also love the Radiance Collagen product. It's absolutely amazing. I use it in my coffee every day and it just rebuilds that collagen that you lose as you age. So I'm a huge fan of Field of Greens and it's the nutrition that you need, but you just can't always get because of our busy lifestyle. So please go to fieldofgreens.com. That is fieldofgreens.com and put in the promo code JOY for your 15% off. So I'm looking at the live chat, by the way. Thank you guys so much
for the thumbs up and the likes and the comments. This is how we keep the show growing. So make sure you smash that thumbs up button, give us a follow, and join the locals community on Rumble. That helps us to grow. The live chat is great. Random roll on my opening statement in the previous segment. Absolutely. Trump has to be an asset. Look at it this way. He's a billionaire. Do we think for 1 second the money printers aren't controlling him? They could shut off his bank account at any time. And that was one of my very first concerns about Trump when he came down the elevator. It was the debt load that he carried just as a nature of his business practice. He did major business with George Soros. In fact, George Soros gave Trump a mezzanine loan, which is a very, very beneficial, right? It's a very cushy loan reserved for only the elite and the well-connected for Trump to build his Trump Towers in Chicago. So there were connections between Trump and George Soros. There were major connections, long-term connections between Trump and Jeffrey Epstein, major connections between Trump and the major banks. And so anytime you carry that type of debt load, you are by your very nature, in order to hang on to your wealth, going to be subject to some of the rules of the elite class. And so random roll, I think that, you know, for me, I just always thought it was obvious. Everyone called him an outsider and said that, you know, he was so rich that he was independent, but he really wasn't independently rich. He was just very heavily leveraged. And no one really knows what Trump's wealth looks like on the books. So it's tricky and it's murky, but, you know, that was one of my original concerns about him as a president. You got to pay the master and you got to do the bidding of the master. And if you're in that type of situation, it's very, very hard to act completely independently. And so I think he was playing the game, you know? So I don't disagree with you, random roll. Let's go to the, okay, well, why don't we do this? Let's go to the statement. Okay, let's take a look at what Trump had to say. Very interesting statement. Focuses heavily on IVF. I think that this is like this narrow area where the pro-life community is really dialing into IVF and saying that this is not pro-life, that it should be banned, or the government should control people's ability to get IVF. And I just think they're taking it a little bit too far, in my opinion. But they're setting up an opportunity, right? So the pro-life movement is setting up an opportunity for Trump to come in and Carrie Lake too to come in and say, oh, well, that's just taking it too far. And so he focuses a lot on IVF. And then goes in to make his statement about where he's at. And it's essentially a state's rights position. Follow your heart. Do what you think is right, right? This is all an individual choice. And it really at the bottom line is just basic pro-choice, which is what he always was. But let's let him deliver that to you in his own words. So this is what's getting all the conservatives and pro-lifers riled up about today. Here he is.
Under my leadership, the Republican Party will always support the creation of strong, thriving.
Interesting. My statement isn't running. Let me try this real quick. Sorry, guys.
Under my leadership, the Republican Party will always support the creation of strong, thriving, and healthy American families. We want to make it easier for mothers and families to have babies, not harder. That includes supporting the availability of fertility treatments like IVF in every state in America. Like the overwhelming majority of Americans, including the vast majority of Republicans, conservatives, Christians, and pro-life Americans, I strongly support the availability of IVF for couples who are trying to have a precious baby. What could be more beautiful or better than that? Today, I'm pleased that the Alabama legislature has acted very quickly and passed legislation that preserves the availability of IVF in Alabama. They really did a great and fast job. The Republican Party should always be on the side of the miracle of life and the side of mothers, father, their beautiful babies, and that's what we are. IVF is an important part of that, and our great Republican Party will always be with you in your quest for the ultimate joy in life. Many people have asked me what my position is on abortion and abortion rights, especially since I was proudly the person responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars, both sides, wanted and, in fact, demanded be ended. Roe v. Wade. They wanted it ended. It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the ninth month. The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even execution after birth, and that's exactly what it is. The baby is born, the baby is executed after birth, is unacceptable, and almost everyone agrees with that. My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state. Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people. You must follow your heart or, in many cases, your religion or your faith. Do what's right for your family and do what's right for yourself. Do what's right for your children. Do what's right for our country and vote. So important to vote. At the end of the day, it's all about will of the people. That's where we are right now, and that's what we want, the will of the people. I want to thank the six justices, Chief Justice John Roberts, Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, and Neil Gorsuch, incredible people, for having the courage to allow this long-term, hard-fought battle to finally end. This 50-year battle over Roe v. Wade took it out of the federal hands and brought it into the hearts, minds, and vote of the people in each state. It was really something. Now it's up to the states to do the right thing. Like Ronald Reagan, I am strongly in favor of exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. You must follow your heart on this issue, but remember, you must also win elections to restore our culture and, in fact, to save our country, which is currently, and very sadly, a nation in decline. Our nation needs help. It needs unity. It needs us all to work closely together. Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, everyone, we have to work together. We have to bring our nation back from the brink, and that's where it is. It's at the brink, and we will. We will do it. I promise you, we will do it. Always go by your heart, but we must win. We have to win. We are a failing nation, but we can be a failing nation no longer. We will make our nation great. We will make our nation greater than ever before. Thank you very much.
All right, so that was Donald Trump and his statement about his position on abortion. Follow your heart, the will of the people, a lot of moral relativism there, right? He talks about how it doesn't really, at the bottom line, according to him, we have to win elections. He has to win the election. And so they're going to throw the issue of abortion and the stance that previously they stated was pro-life out the window so that they can win the election. So really, really just tossing this issue out the window. Steve Dace responded in a tweet, "America is falling into a moral abyss and under spiritual attack from dark forces. Thus, we must codify child sacrifice into law so we can win elections and save America. It's quite possibly the absolute dumbest thing ever uttered in the history of the English language." And that's really what it is. We have to codify abortion and allow it. And, you know, all become pro-choice in order to win the election in 2024. And this is what the consultants are telling Trump. This is what many within the Republican Party, I mean, the Republican Party has never really been pro-life. They just lied to pro-lifers for a lot of years. And you'll see that in the piece that I'm going to talk to you about by David Leitch over the Strident Conservative. So he's saying we're kicking this back to the states, that it's a states' rights issue. But then he goes back, they ask him on the tarmac about the Arizona Supreme Court upholding a 130-year ban on abortion, a law that banned abortion. And This is what Trump had to say about those states' rights.
Thank you, sir. Can you, Mr. President, did Arizona go too far? Did Arizona go too far?
Yeah, they did, and that'll be straightened out. And as you know, it's all about states' rights. That'll be straightened out. And I'm sure that the governor and everybody else are going to bring it back into reason, and that will be taken care of, I think, very quickly.
What do you think about Florida?
Florida's probably maybe going to change also. See, it's all of what the will of the people. This is what I've been saying. It's a perfect system. So for 52 years, people have wanted to end Roe v. Wade to get it back to the states. We did that. It was an incredible thing, an incredible achievement. We did that, and now the states have it, and the states are putting out what they want. It's the will of the people. So Florida's probably going to change. Arizona's going to definitely change. Everybody wants that to happen. And you're getting the will of the people. It's been pretty amazing when you think.
Okay, so Florida and Arizona put forth some of the best pro-life, solid pro-life legislation and protocols, and Trump is now saying that they went too far. Did Arizona go too far? Yes, they did, and we're going to take care of that. You're going to see things change in Florida. You're going to see things change in Arizona. Now, in Florida, there's a referendum, I believe, in the fall that is going to put that on the ballot, whether or not a woman can have an abortion up to or after, I think even 9 months after birth. And so what he's saying here is, yes, Ron DeSantis in the state of Arizona, Arizona Supreme Court on Tuesday upheld a 160-year-old law that bans abortions and punishes doctors who provide them, saying that the ban existed before Arizona became a state that can be enforced going forward. So, you know, in these areas, Trump is saying, yeah, the pro-life movement is going too far and we're going to take care of that. So I thought it was a states' right thing. They put, you know, there's legislation, there are certain guidelines in terms of abortion laws. And so people are criticizing him on that as well. So this is where we're at. This is where we're at. I'm going to read to you Lila Rose's statement in response, because it's much more eloquent than mine would be. And again, you know, I've had issues with the pro-life movement for many, many years. Namely, first and foremost, they covered for Donald Trump in his continued funding and increased funding of Planned Parenthood in every single budget bill he ever signed in the history of his presidency. And most of them whitewashed it, poo-pooed it, ignored it, and said, well, you know, we're waiting for the Supreme Court. We're waiting for Roe v. Wade. Now he's handed them Roe v. Wade, but we realize that is a hollow, hollow victory. Because despite everything, abortions are more frequent than ever before. And so these are just losing games. And so, you know, as I mentioned, and then secondly, so first running cover for Trump as a pro-choice president, but then also just completely sticking their heads in the sand during the atrocities that were committed to actual born humans in the dark days of COVID-19. And so I think they're getting bitten now, and maybe this will have the impetus of moving, you know, that pro-life discussion outside of just pre-born babies and humans and the elderly and into the mainstream. Like, we've got to figure out what the hell is going on with the gain of function research, the bioweapons being deployed, what the COVID-19 vaccine has done to human bodies. I mean, there is so much out there that they won't even touch and that they need to touch. And so maybe this will be the beginning of that. But this is what Lila Rose had to say. Killing babies is always wrong, and she is the president and founder of Live Action. Killing babies is always wrong. President Trump is not pro-life. He's far less pro-abortion than Biden, but he supports killing some pre-born children and will even make that his position in an attempt to get pro-abortion votes. Mario Cuomo was infamous for popularizing the framework of being personally pro-life but politically pro-choice. Former President Trump has taken this one step further by refusing to acknowledge the federal government's role in protecting life and by saying it should be left only to the states, while also saying he is undecided on how he will vote in November's abortion ballot question in Florida, which would allow the killing of children via abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy. So Trump doesn't even know how he's going to vote on that. So if he says he's against late-term abortion, he's been on the record saying, not so sure. President Trump tells voters, according to Lila Rose, to, quote, follow their heart on the issue, yet he doesn't know how he plans to vote in his own community. In his heart, is his heart so dark that he doesn't even know whether he himself plans to vote on the question of the legality of violently killing innocent children in the 9th month of pregnancy? That is appalling, says Lila Rose in response to Donald Trump and his statements on abortion. President Trump also says that abortion should come down to the will of the people. It's not right for democratic societies to vote on the fundamental rights of unpopular minorities. And there is no more unpopular minority today than pre-born Americans. Abortion is not about the will of the people, as Trump laid it out. It is about respecting the human right that we are endowed with by our Creator. Our rights come from God, not the government. Those rights do not change because of the circumstances of conception. She believes, according to Lila Rose, children conceived in rape do not deserve to be killed. Children conceived in IVF do not deserve to be killed, frozen indefinitely, and subjected to lethal scientific experiments. And this is Lila Rose in response to President Donald Trump and his position now fully revealed as pro-choice in his latest announcement. She goes on, President Trump's position also stands in opposition to the GOP platform, which has for decades advanced the idea that the federal government has a vigorous role in protecting children from abortion. The most recent GOP platform reads this: the Constitution's guarantee that no one can be deprived life, liberty, or property deliberately echoes the Declaration of Independence's proclamation that all are endowed by their Creator with the inalienable right to life. Accordingly, we assert, this is the Republican Party platform, the sanctity of human life, and affirm that the unborn child has a fundamental right to life which cannot be infringed. We support a human life amendment to the Constitution and legislation to make clear that the 14th Amendment's protections apply to children before birth. That is the policy platform statement of the Republican Party, as reported by Lila Rose, the founder of Live Action, in her response to President Trump's revelation to his supporters that he is indeed and always has been pro-life. She goes on, that position represents the views of the vast majority of the Republican voters and supporters of former President Trump. It is tragic that President Trump is abandoning this long-held Republican position. Well, he already abandoned it, Lila Rose, during his presidency. The problem was that the pro-life community did not hold him accountable then, and that's why we're in this pickle today. I am thankful now that the pro-life community is looking at the prospect of holding him accountable, as they should have during his presidency. She says it is tragic that President Trump is abandoning this long-held Republican position. President Trump's new position, it's not a new position, Lila. I love you. This is a great statement. This is not a new position. He is articulating it, taking the mask off, so to speak, but it's not new. All you have to do is look at the discernible policy outcome of his presidency, and you will see that he has always been pro-choice. And I will back that up in just a moment. President Trump's new position is not leadership. It's a stab in the back against his supporters. With a leader like this, the GOP has little hope of making meaningful progress to protect pre-born children. President Trump's mistake will also make it more challenging for the pro-life movement to win statewide referendums. Well, Donald Trump made it impossible for pro-life, pro-liberty, anti-lockdown, anti-force vaccination initiatives in states across the country. In fact, Donald Trump has gotten behind every big state progressive left-wing rhino Republican and endorsed them, completely smashing candidates like Kathy Barnett, who stood up against lockdowns and forced vaccination in Pennsylvania diligently during the dark days of COVID-19. Donald Trump completely obliterated her by supporting the left-wing candidates against her and RINO-endorsed candidates. And he's continuing to do so today with his endorsement of Mike Johnson as the Speaker of the House, who has been a disaster, and his endorsement of pro-force vaccination, pro-lockdown, pro-choice red state governors across the country. Donald Trump never met a RINO he didn't love. In any opposition movement, he's gone after Tom Massey. He's gone after Chip Roy. He's gone after the Freedom Caucus. He's gone after Ron DeSantis. Everyone who is effective in actually pushing forth a pro-Republican, conservative, pro-life agenda item, MAGA and Trump has utterly destroyed. And they will continue to do so. Mark my words. Mark my words. So she's right. President Trump will also make it more challenging for the pro-life movement to win statewide referendums. She goes on, human life begins at fertilization, and that is the true pro-life position, according to Lila Rose. Human life deserves protection from the moment it begins. She goes on, the pro-life movement across our nation is strong and growing. I implore President Trump. Good luck, girl. I implore President Trump to reject this swamp consultant-driven position to abandon families and children at risk from abortion. In 2016, President Trump won on the back of vigorous pro-life support. Yes, he did. And that support was vindicated by the appointment of the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade. But that support, says Lila Rose, will not materialize in 2024 if President Trump holds to this anti-human and cowardly position. Over 2,500 children are killed in our nation every day. They deserve legal protection, and our movement demands a champion who is not afraid to fight for them. Well, good luck with that, Lila Rose. Thank you for this statement. This is what we needed many, many, many years ago. And we needed the pro-life movement during the dark days of the worst human atrocities ever committed in 2020 and 21. The mass killing in nursing homes, the mass killing on COVID floors with the COVID death protocol, the mass killing via injection that we are all witnessing today, with the myocarditis and pericarditis, the heart attacks, the turbo cancers, the spikes in cancers, you name it. It's all out there. That is the life movement that should have been embraced by pro-life organizations, because the truth sets you free, and we can't just take partial truths. And that's been the problem with conservatives and the pro-life movement and the Christian conservative movement and the Christian pastors who got behind Donald Trump, is they accepted half-truths. And they would not acknowledge, and they ran cover for this president because they always saw him as a lesser of two evils, a lesser of the Democrat evil. And we're going to do this again in 2024. We don't have a reckoning. We don't have justice for the atrocities that were committed during COVID, because too many people on the right stood down. And my concern is they will stand down again should President Trump win the presidency and become the new pitchman for the central banking digital currencies. That's the danger. That is the danger. And so that was a statement from Lila Rose in response to President Trump. When we come back, we're going to look at, before we get to the statement from Matt Walsh and Steve Dace, the pro-life movement has rested on and told all of their leaders and all of their followers and all of their donors that President Trump was a pro-life president, but that was not the case. When we come back, we're going to look at a piece that was released recently by David Leitch over at the Strident Conservative, which blows that theory to smithereens. We'll look at that when we come back right here on the Shannon Joy Show.
After a lifetime of hard work and smart investing, the last thing you want to worry about is losing your retirement savings. Hi, I'm Paul Stone, CEO of Colonial Metals Group. We specialize in helping hardworking Americans like you take back control of their financial future, safeguard their savings. In economic times like these, millions turn to physical precious metals as a form of insurance, while conventional investment choices face challenges or even collapse. If you have an IRA, 401k, or other type of retirement account, my team at Colonial Metals Group would like to help you build a financial protection plan outlining the most secure future for you. We've put together a free protection kit showing how you can start investing in precious metals 100% tax and penalty free to protect and grow your wealth. You can download it for free now by clicking the button below. Customers, we're very proud to say, across the country have been very impressed by my team's in-depth knowledge of financial history and their ability to listen to you. We hold the same conservative values you hold and on ones our great nation was built on. And we can't wait to start helping you and working with you. Again, just click the button below to download our retirement protection kit for free now.
And you can get that plan by clicking on the link right underneath this Rumble channel. In the show description, you will find a link to our friends over at Colonial Metals Group. I cannot wait to introduce you guys to Paul Stone, who was featured in that commercial. He's the president and CEO of Colonial Metals Group, and he's one of us. He totally gets it. He's absolutely amazing. Their support of this show is just so, so appreciated, and they really want to help Americans prepare for what is coming, right? I think we all kind of sense that the economy is hanging by a thread. The profligate debt and deficit spending, which unfortunately was continued by President Trump during his administration, it was accelerated with the CARES Act and all of the legislation during COVID-19. It was continued by President Biden, relentless, endless, with no end in sight. It has devalued the dollar to such an extent that we are now seeing the rampant inflation that just won't stop. And so this is placing pressure on every aspect of the American economy. And at some point, the dam is going to burst. And that doesn't mean that you have to lose all of your wealth. It doesn't mean that they're going to be able to completely collapse the economy if enough Americans are divested out of the market systems that the government wants you to be in and are reinvested into assets like gold and silver, or even gold and silver in your 401k or IRA, which is actual physical gold. It isn't paper gold. The more people that are secure in that way, the much harder it is for them to, one, collapse the economy, but two, move us all into central banking digital currency, right? Because if enough Americans are able to retain their wealth, they will not be in a state of fear and vulnerable in a crisis situation to accept what the next plan is going to be. And Paul really understands that. We're going to feature him. We're going to do some deep dives on the history of currencies and gold and the markets and prepare you as we move forward in the next few months to secure your family's wealth. And you don't have to be rich to do it. So he's just the coolest guy. Please go to Colonial Metals and check out their website. It's colonialmetalsgroup.com/ShannonJoy-show/. And if that's too much for you, you can just scroll down a little bit in the show description and the link is right there. If you want to talk to a real person, they have amazing people. It's no pressure. Okay. They're not going to try to pressure you into making any decisions. It's just information that you need to have. You can call them at 888-705-0950. That's 888-705-0950. So the live chat is just once again on fire. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot happening in the world today and a lot of, I think, revelation happening, which is good. The pro-life movement finally is waking up to realize that Trump was never a pro-life candidate. He was always a pro-life candidate and he was always a pro-choice candidate and he governed as a pro-choice president. And this is evidence. I mean, really all you have to do is a search any of Daniel Horowitz was great on this with the links. David Leach at thestridentconservative.com, which is a great site, did, you know, a great piece just a couple days ago. Abortion and Planned Parenthood funding exploded under Trump. And hold on to your hats. You guys are going to fall out of your seats when you realize, and what I reveal to you, what also expanded during the second to last year of the Trump presidency. Okay, this is going to prove to you that there's something very off about Trump's positions on these items. But the title here, Abortion and Planned Parenthood Funding Exploded Under Trump, despite what you were told by conservatives, despite what you were told by the pro-life movement, and despite what you were told by President Donald Trump himself. Shortly after Trump lost in the 2020 election, writes David Leach, Planned Parenthood released its 2019 and 2020 annual report documenting an increase in the number of abortions performed, as well as an increase in taxpayer funding of the slaughter. The report showed, and everything is hyperlinked in this piece, and I will put it in the show notes. The report showed an increase of nearly 3% in the number of abortions performed over the previous year, helping Planned Parenthood set a new baby-killing record. The number of Planned Parenthood abortions reached a record high of 354,871, an increase over 2018 and 19, and represented the murder of over 972 unborn children every day during the Trump administration. In addition, writes David Leach, taxpayer funded baby killing organizations increased from 616.8 million to 618.1 million, 1.7 million daily in that time period. And we cataloged this on my show. Every single funding bill, every single budget bill that was signed by President Trump featured funding for Planned Parenthood organizations, or an increase in funding. And that was every single budget. I reported on it every time there was a budget battle. And we read the legislation. Now they tried to distort this and they tried to deflect. And unfortunately, the pro-life movement covered for Trump in this, in their title. It was the Protect Life Rule. And this would allegedly, according to Trump, defund Planned Parenthood by about $60 million per year. And that was touted by the pro-life community, conservative organizations, conservative big talkers, and the Trump administration, right? So this was the Trump defunded Planned Parenthood nothing bill, because it didn't do anything to defund Planned Parenthood, right? Trump's rule did nothing to defund Planned Parenthood. Because as we noted, the overall funding increased in every year of the Trump administration. Trump's rule did nothing to defund Planned Parenthood, nor did it do anything to reduce the number of baby killings they perform. And there are two reasons why this happened. First, the White House openly admitted at the time that Roe, quote, wouldn't necessarily defund Planned Parenthood. All they had to do at Planned Parenthood was incorporate creative bookkeeping to, quote, disentangle the taxpayer funds from abortion, which they did, which kept the money rolling in. Also, Planned Parenthood didn't need this Protect Life Rule income to begin with, because Trump, and get this, this is going to blow your mind, and the Republican Party had already increased their Medicaid and other reimbursements from other federal spending to make up the $60 million loss, right? And this is the kicker. Planned Parenthood, in their 2019-2020 record-setting performance, followed their previous record-setting performance from 2018-2019, because the financing of the baby killing wasn't the only way that they were funding their operation. It was expanded under the Trump administration in Planned Parenthood. The report also showed that Planned Parenthood found another taxpayer-funded cash cow, and that was hormone sex change treatment
for minors. Launched in 2018 under President Trump, signed by President Trump, Planned Parenthood began providing hormone sex change treatment for minors, a service paid for by taxpayers through Medicaid. Transgender services are found in the subcategory of other procedures. And this category increased nearly 83% from 9,738 in 2018 to 17,791 in 2020, most likely due to Planned Parenthood's addition of transgender services. At the time of the report, there are more than 200 Planned Parenthood facilities providing hormone therapy treatment for transgender patients. So not only did the Trump administration increase year over year, every year consistently, funding to Planned Parenthood, taxpayer funding for abortions, Trump's government also oversaw the expansion of Planned Parenthood services into hormone treatments and transgender, gender-affirming therapies for minors funded by Medicaid. And this all happened during the Trump presidency. So this is where we're at. And this is why, while it's good, the pro-life community is waking up to the pro-choice, pro-Planned Parenthood position. Again, just look at discernible policy outcome. You have to separate the rhetoric of these candidates from what they actually do. And the reality is that you know, Trump was always pro-choice. He always has been pro-choice, and he will continue to be pro-choice. And that's just the reality of the election that we are facing in 2024. That doesn't mean don't vote. I encourage everyone to go out and vote, whether it's for a Trump or RFK Jr. or a third-party candidate or a pro-life candidate. If you want to write someone in, that is not the position here, but we do need to take a very sober look at these candidates outside of the rhetoric and the razzle-dazzle. And that's really the bottom line from my perspective. We're going to go to break really quickly, and we're going to get the response from Steve Dace and Matt Walsh. Again, we are looking at, you know, Reese, our good friend over at Reasonable on Twitter, had a great tweet. And I mentioned in the description of this show, we are looking at the transing of the Republican Party. Like, we are transing the GOP, the Republican Party, the conservative movement into a progressive leftist movement. And this is being ushered in, I believe, by MAGA and Trump. Reese put this out, the new Republican Party, and this is the new Republican Party supported and led by President Donald Trump, now supports abortion, student loan debt cancellation, Islamic terrorists, big spending bills, Russia, welfare expansion of the federal government's powers, human traffickers, second A regulation. Those are the safe, the red flag laws that were put in place under the Trump administration. And that's just the reality. We do indeed have a situation of false choices coming in these 2024 elections. This is why we all have to adopt this independent spirit and understand that now is the time to embrace localism, bottom-up activation and activism, a resistance to unjust laws, and we have to obliterate the mechanism and the machine that is Washington, D.C. We have to revolt against it. We have to declare independence, and we have to do that from the outside in, from states and local counties, because the solutions are not in Washington, D.C., and they will not be in November of 2024. We need to find another way. All right, folks, we'll be back in a moment right here to continue the Shannon Joy Show.
New details tonight on the 1963 assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. The alleged assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald, was involved in a CIA operation 3 months before the assassination.
This project was said to be a covert CIA operation that was developing a top-secret vaccine and or a biological weapon.
What they're doing is they're trying to kill Castro.
I'm just a patsy.
In 1963, the world was a powder keg ready to explode.
with the CIA holding a match to fuses on every continent. From Vietnam to Cuba, clandestine operations were being waged to preserve a fascist New World Order, which emerged from the ashes of the Third Reich. Assassination teams within the CIA had their eyes on two sitting heads of state. Fidel, a few years earlier, had survived an agency-led coup d'etat. The other head of state, President John F. Kennedy, had scuttled that attempted overthrow and pledged to dismantle the agency, which was already planning his demise. U.S. soil was no longer sacred nor safe from the murderous reach of the CIA, which now reached ambitiously into the heartland of America and into the bayous of New Orleans.
Not mean, however, I'm a communist.
A young girl found herself caught up in a clandestine covert operation to eliminate Fidel Castro. This wouldn't be a shot heard around the world, but rather a silent shot of super cancer-causing poison derived from a monkey simian virus called SV40. A team of fascists hell-bent on defeating communism, directed by the CIA, was formed in New Orleans. This den of vipers included the head of the National Cancer Society, the FBI's former head agent in mafia-controlled Chicago, and a paramilitary instructor who would bring in a double agent named Lee Harvey Oswald. This tale has everything from murder, espionage, a tragic love story, to bioweapons and the genesis of gain-of-function research. At the end of this, we'll have one dead doctor, multiple dead agents, and a dead president. I'm Shannon Joy. Stay tuned as I take you through the full story. Hello, friends. Shannon Joy here for Connecta Mobile. In a world where every message could be watched and every move tracked, your privacy is not just a preference, it's a necessity. Introducing the ultimate guardian of your digital life, Connecta Mobile. With Connecta, experience the safety of military-grade encrypted messages, where your conversations are yours and yours alone. No data tracking, no eyes on your information, just pure unbreachable privacy. For total phone security and privacy, check out our new sponsors over at Connecta. Visit www.phone123.com/joy or call them today at 941-246-2156. Guys, this is military grade technology in the palm of your hands, because privacy isn't a feature, it's your right. Go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy and take back control with Connecta Mobile. Welcome back, everyone, to the Shannon Joy Show. Love, 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 love Connecta Mobile, too. You guys have met Brett Miller, and he's an expert in communications and cybersecurity, and he was on with us a couple weeks ago. He's going to be on with us again either late this week or next week, but he's a spokesperson for Connecta, another really fantastic company that is helping Americans emancipate. That's really the goal of, you know, the next 6 months for me in this show, right? The Titanic is going down. We have to get into our lifeboats. And there are a couple different ways to do that, right? You have to secure your family, get out of debt, get involved in your community, reinvest in safe assets, understanding that they are going to try to kind of mess with our financial system and our economy, and also take back your privacy and security, right? We know that the federal government aligns with massive global corporations, and they work together to surveil and tap in to every American's private information. And one of the ways they do it, the biggest way that they do it, is the little spy that is in your pocket every day, right? Like, our phones are not secure. And so Connecta Mobile, they have phones, they have phone plans, they even have systems where their phones can be backed up, so to speak, by satellite communication. So if you have a situation like the AT&T situation where everything went down and went dark. They have ways to protect your communications with your loved ones. It's just, it's an amazing company. And there are a million different angles that we can take in the discussion. But first, I just wanted to let you know how easy it is for you to switch to Konecta Mobile. So they have the phone plans and also the phones. First, you just check your eligibility. So you can ensure your current phone is unlocked and compatible with the Konecta Mobile network. So that's step one. Then you choose your plan. If you go to the website, phone123.com/joy, you can look at a variety of different plans for device encryption, encrypted data, encrypted talk, and a lot more. Whether you prioritize unlimited data, high speed access, or specific security features, they have a plan that can be customized for you. You keep your number. Okay, that's a big one. You keep your cell phone number. You just provide them with the basic information from your current provider, and they'll take care of all of that and all of the rest. Then you get your SIM card. Once you've selected your plan, they will send you this, the Konecta Mobile SIM card. You insert it into your phone, and you have instant access to their network. And then you just activate and rest assured. So you can use your own phone, or you can use one of their phones, but you follow the easy activation instructions provided with the SIM card. Once activated, you're all set to enjoy the full spectrum of Konecta Mobile services, complete with unparalleled privacy and security. This is a great company. Go to phone123.com/ShannonJoy. That is phone123.com/joy. And you can get access to all the information in the plans. And some of their plans with a free phone are as little as $35 a month. It's a great deal. And so I want to encourage you guys to check them out. Remember, we couldn't bring the show to you every day unless it were for our amazing sponsors. So phone123.com/joy, phone123.com/joy. All right. Vedana, Zen woman, welcome to the fire. That's right. Hey, Zen woman, how are you? Malaka Tom is with us today. Vedana has a comment on the live chat. Let's just go to what you guys are talking about. I'm getting the idea that we have always been ruled by elites. Why now are they crashing humanity? Or is it the idiot brown shirts that are bringing this about? It's an ugly, ugly tipping point. Well, I think, yeah. I mean, humanity, since the beginning of time, 4,000 years of human history, has always been controlled and governed somewhat by a very well-connected, moneyed elite. It just depends on how much power that elite has. And I think that's what's been unique in the last 20 years. If you've seen a merging of democratic institutions and national governments with massive, massive global corporations. And so now the rich people not only have all the riches, but they have power and they have the ability to impose just absolutely disgusting policies via their connections with the government apparatus on regular people. It's a corruption that has been festering and growing for many, many years, and now they just enjoy ultimate power. So we have to break them up. That's why parallel institutions are so important. That's why divesting and moving your stuff around and becoming wily and ungovernable in every way, shape, or form is important. We started this in the United States of America. We were never, ever, ever supposed to have 25% of the American population refuse the COVID-19 vaccines. We were supposed to be like New Zealand and Australia and Israel, hovering at 98 to 99% of fully vaccinated. The medical freedom movement has presented a major firewall to the global resetters and the planners and the governmental elite in Washington, D.C. And we are situated and we are perfectly poised to push back against all of this. So it really is just refusing to play their game. Let them have their elections. Let them play their games, right? Let them do their thing up in Washington or down in Washington, D.C. We have something to do ourselves as independent, sovereign citizens of the United States of America. And that's what I'm really advocating on the show every day, is just emancipation and empowerment in your life. It comes with knowledge, comes with an acceptance of the truth. The truth will set us free. And the problem, I think, with the American people, both left and right, definitely on the left, but you know, clearly evident on the right, is that we are not embracing the truth. And there is a very real and tragic truth about MAGA and the Trump administration and what his administration and he did during the last years of his presidency that the right has not wanted to acknowledge. And so today is a very important day. The pro-life community is very powerful. They're very strong. The fact that they're waking up to the fact that Trump is indeed, that his true colors are showing, the mask has been taken off, and they've been taken for a ride is very important. It's painful. No one likes to realize that we've been fooled, right? No one wants to realize that. But once you do and you acknowledge it, and I had to do it myself. Listen, I was a card-carrying Republican, never, ever voted anything but Republican my entire life. Listened to Rush Limbaugh every day, then Sean Hannity, then Laura Ingraham, watched Fox News every evening and Bill O'Reilly. And I was just like in all of it. It took me about 2 years doing deep dives and watching election cycles and really studying them and reading the legislation coming out of Republican administrations that just ripped the scales from my eyes. I was completely awoken to the fact that there's a uniparty. They all work together. That's not comfortable. I wasn't comfortable in that process, right? Because I had to admit to myself and to acknowledge that I had been fooled for quite some time. But no one should feel bad about that. Americans are busy. The only reason I was able to figure it out was because it became my job. And I was, my job was to go in and present to people every day when I started my radio show. So I was forced to look at this stuff. And most people have jobs, multiple children, you name it. I mean, you guys are just trying to survive in a very hostile environment that has been created by our governing elite political class. And so we're just trying to get a nut in this world, right? Like we're just trying to survive. No one has time to go in. Like you want to believe that a politician or a political party or the pro-life organizations that you've trusted and given money to your entire life are going to tell you the truth about what's actually happening in Washington, D.C. And that trust has just been broken in every way. And we were sold a bill of goods. Right? So that's okay. Everyone goes through this. Everyone goes through this process. There's nothing to be ashamed of. It doesn't mean that you're dumb. It means that they preyed upon your goodwill and your trust. They have preyed upon Americans and our goodwill and our trust in these institutions. They violated that trust. That's the truth. Both political parties, most of our institutions, our bureaucracies, the education system, you name it, and the media elite, and conservative media, and Bizarro Con. So embracing the truth, though, will get you to a position where you're ready to protect yourself. So that's really what we're trying to do here every day. I'm going to go back to the live chat. You guys are great. Studio 8424. It's time to become the heroes you want. It's time to become the heroes you wanted to vote for others to be. Not running for office, solving your own problems, not expecting politicians to do it for you. That is the true American exceptionalism. That is true emancipation. That is the spirit and the sentiment of the Declaration of Independence, that we should be responsible, that we should be self-governed, that we're not going to solve the problem of humanity and the problems that have been facing humanity since the beginning of time. That's the darkness in the human soul and the human being's proclivity to lie, cheat, steal, manipulate, and subdue his fellow man. Like that's something that will never be solved by a document or a politician or a political party, right? But the less government, the less central authority and control that exists, the better able people are to make decisions for themselves and take responsibility for their own decisions, whether that's, the ramifications of making bad decisions or the blessings of making good decisions. And so that is the essence of what we're trying to do. It starts with us actually doing it. And it starts with us not waiting for a political contest to go and cast a vote in an electoral system that we all admit we don't trust anymore, right? So there's a lot to unpack here. And it's interesting, there is a piece from Jeffrey Tucker that we're going to look at Jeffrey Tucker is actually echoing my sentiment. Where is that? He's echoing my sentiment that he thinks that Donald Trump is going to be the president. I think they've chosen Donald Trump. I think he's going to win in 2024. So we have a lot of work to do to get people prepared for what's going to happen after that election. And I could be wrong. It's just a hunch. It's just my hunch that that he's going to be the victorious candidate in that election in 2024. And, you know, we can fight against that as much as we want, but I think it's inevitable. So we just have to get ready to resist the central banking digital currency and social credit system scoring that's going to come out. And we have to continue to force these candidates to talk about the democide that was committed in 2020 and 2021. So let's go to, as we close out this show, because we're going to end pretty soon here, guys. You have all been amazing. If you have comments, please put them in all caps so that I can see them and read them. It's hard for me to keep up with the live chat. Dace Horowitz and Shannon have their eyes open and question everything. Yeah, thanks, Vidan. I appreciate that. Oh, we're your top people. I totally appreciate that. Yeah, it's hard for me to keep up with the live chat, but I'll do it. Oh, random rule. Shannon, you said a couple of weeks ago you would air a documentary on Friday. I can't recall what it was, but I wanted to see it, so I've waited. Do you recall the title, and will you air it soon? Okay, random rule. Thank you for the question. But remember, guys, if you have a question or a comment, please put the whole thing in all caps so I can see it and I can read it, because it gets lost. You guys are very lively on the live chat. I have a hard time keeping up with you all. So that documentary is A Storm Foretold, and it was a behind-the-scenes look by a Dutch documentary filmmaker, I believe, at Roger Stone before COVID. So he followed Roger Stone, who was a very, very close confidant and advisor to President Trump. And I believe that Roger Stone is still a very close advisor and confidant to President Trump. So this documentary filmmaker, this fellow, figures out how to get access to Roger Stone and basically document him and his relationship with the Trump team and Trump in the pre-COVID, in the months leading up to COVID, then during COVID, then during the election when it was stolen, whatever you believe about that. I do think that it was that there were shenanigans that went on there. But I think the biggest problem with that was the mail-in ballots. And unfortunately, Trump did that to himself. So what can you do? But then also the Stop the Steal rally on Jan 6 in Washington, D.C. And it's behind the scenes look. And it really, I mean, it's very disturbing when you see the people that surrounded Trump that were advising him and how they really manipulated very, very earnest and diligent supporters of Trump. It's one of the tragedies of his presidency. So many people who've gotten close to him, aligned with him, supported him, defended him, ended up facing utter demise from the Jan 6 protesters, some who were scooped up for as little as, you know, trespassing. I mean, how many people were just completely politically, you know, eviscerated because of just the fact that they were physically at the Capitol on January 6th, to people like Jenna Ellis and Rudy Giuliani and Flynn and Sidney Powell. I mean, so many out, you know, within that infrastructure have just they've lost everything. And so it just shows you how the sausage is made. I will try to play that. I'm having trouble figuring out how to download at Random Roll. In order for me to play it, and I'll give all the credits, I have to download it. And the only place you can get it is on Vimeo. And I'm not sure if I can download from Vimeo. So if I can figure out a way to get A Storm Foretold downloaded. And I want to try to get in touch with the documentary filmmaker as well, the guy who did it, because he's really interesting. And if I can figure out a way to do that, I will run it. Okay. So to answer your question, random rule, yes. Glenn Dean says, presidents of the United States use the executive order option way too often. Yeah. Yeah, Glenn Dean, and the declaration of emergency. the declaration of emergency is completely abused, and it is still 100% in place. They could lock us in our cages again tomorrow, guys. They could do it in a hot second. And so we really, really have to, we have to be cognizant that the freedoms we enjoy today, and by the way, we are much less free today than we were before the Trump presidency and the lockdowns of COVID-19. The freedoms though that we have today are very fragile, and they could restart this at any moment. And this is why we have to be super vigilant, and we have to be vigilant, and we have to be scrutinizing both political parties. Okay. So you guys have been awesome today. Sorry if I was a little quiet. I'm a little bit under the weather. I think it was the late travel on Monday. We didn't get in till 2 a.m. and then I got up and did the show the day after. And so I'm just feeling a little bit under the weather today. So if I'm a little bit more subdued today, if that's even possible, I apologize. I think we're going to get off here and I'm going to go take a nap because I'm really not feeling well. But you guys are amazing. And I really appreciate all of your support. And I really want to encourage you next week again. We have Dr. Chetty. Sanchara Chetty is going to be with us next week. He is an African doctor. There is a large group of African freedom fighters, doctors, and scientists that are pushing back. I'm sure they had everything to do with the 47 African nations in 2023 that totally shut down the World Health Organization Biden recommended amendments, which would have just, I mean, obliterated informed consent and bodily autonomy. And so I'm connected now to a group of amazing African medical doctors and freedom fighters. And Dr. Chetty is being severely persecuted in Africa for treating tens of thousands of COVID-19 patients very effectively. He's going to be with us next week in the Joy Virtual Studio. So I'm so thrilled. And there is another medical doctor that is going to be with us as well. And so we're going to work on those interviews. And also you're going to meet Paul Stone at Colonial Metals Group. You guys really need to learn about gold and silver, and we're going to help you do that next week. So guys, thank you so much. Make sure you check out my interview with Naomi Wolf yesterday too. We actually had what I thought was a pretty thoughtful discussion about abortion, which was surprising. It was not in the show plan. It was not scripted, but really interesting discussion. Naomi would probably consider herself to be pro-choice, but she's very honest and very real about her discomfort with that, which I thought was really interesting. And clearly I am and always have been completely pro-life. And so that discourse was really interesting yesterday on the Shannon Joy Show. Also, Naomi Wolf gave one of the best consolidated and concise overviews of the geoengineering and the geoengineering programs that have been put into place. So everything that you're seeing in the skies, the cloudy plumes coming from airplanes and this system of climate alteration and geoengineering that I have ever heard. And she goes into it. She gives us a 40,000 foot vantage point overview of what is going down. And it was just a fascinating conversation. So she is great. And that is yesterday's show. So go back, watch that show. It was a killer. Naomi Wolf is fantastic. CJP Rumble, same here, Shannon. This New York weather is ick right now. Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's gray. It's cloudy, it's rainy. And as you guys know, I consider sick to be, as I'm a little under the weather today, I consider sick to be a fever and in bed, can't get out, right? That's my definition of sick. And the last time I was sick was maybe 6 years ago. It was before COVID-19. I never got COVID-19. But every once in a while, I'll get like that little tickle. And right now, it's basically a sore throat. That's what I like. It's this like persistent sore throat. And so I think I just need to rest. So I'm just going to go do that and make sure I take my vitamin D and my vitamin C and, of course, my Field of Greens, right, and get all my vitamins and minerals from my fruits and vegetables. I'll have some real ones as well. But, yeah, I'm just going to go and take care of the body. We will be back tomorrow, of course, to do it all again right here on the Shannon Joy Show. Vedana, thank you for saying feel better. Yeah, Naomi was a great – Naomi is brilliant. I am – I love her. She is a colleague. She is a friend. We don't agree on everything and we don't agree on all things, but I really do. I do love her. And I really am so thankful for all of you. Yes, I will rest up and I will be back tomorrow. I'm going to go, right now and take a little snoozer. And we'll be back tomorrow to do it all again right here in the Shannon Joy Show. Again, thank you to ConnectaMobile, phone123.com/joy, our friends over at Colonial Metals Group. You can click on their link in the comments below, and our good friends over at Field of Greens. You guys are amazing. I can't wait to see you all again tomorrow and have a wonderful, wonderful day. We'll see you all tomorrow. Hey everyone, Shannon Joy for Connecta Mobile. So when I started my show 10 years ago, I would talk to my friends about privacy and the Fourth Amendment, and they would look at me like I had three heads. Now, fast forward to 2024, post-COVID, and everyone is talking about privacy. We are freaked out by AI, grossed out by government surveillance, and very aware that data is the new gold. Combine that with the new reality that your whole life and all of your data is on your phone and in the palm of your hands, making you a sitting duck for common hackers, corporate hustlers, or government spies. Are you going to let them get away with that? Well, I'm not. And that's why I use my Connecta mobile phone as the official business phone for Joy Media. That's because Connecta is the only phone company that specializes in security and privacy above all else. Call Connecta Mobile today and talk to a real person who lives in the United States about securing your devices and communications for as little as $35 a month. Their basic plan includes device encryption, encrypted text and data, also a free phone. That's just the beginning. Call 941-246-2156 to talk to a representative. That's 941-246-2156. Or go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy. Get securely connected today only with Connecta.